It's time for the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in this week, and here we go. Joke of the week number one. Dave, I was driving on Milwaukee Avenue yesterday when suddenly my car slammed into a huge pile of sour cream and chives. Who knew there'd be a dip in the road? Thank you for your participation this week, Dave. Dave had to exit stage left. He's got a couple of big games to do, so we won't get Dave's score, but we'll get the gang's. Here's joke of the week number two. I'm having trouble with my computer.
Hard drive?
No, I took the bus. Joke of the week number three.
John, I never realized you're from such a big family.
Well, it's because my mom is hard of hearing, Dave.
What does poor hearing have to do with your family
size?
Well,
when they go up to bed, Dave, my dad would say, "Do you want to go to sleep or what?" And my mom would say, "What?" The following joke was recorded before last night's game. Hey, Dave, my granddaughter Bernadette and I are going to watch Bad News Bears.
Are you streaming the movie? Or are you going to wait till Thursday night when they play the Panthers?
Hey, come on! Well, Mr. Smarty Pants, that joke didn't work now, did it? Joke of the week number five. You know, you donate a kidney and they call you a hero. You donate a dozen kidneys and people start asking all kind of questions. Dave is off doing some broadcast preparation for the games he's got to do this week. And here's joke of the week number six. Hey, Dave, with this long, cold winter coming up, you might want to cozy up.
John, if you have some books for me, be advised I'm really busy during the basketball
Maybe
season.
Maybe now is a good time for you to read Cures for the Chest Cold by I Cough a Lot. Dave, have you read I Hate Housework by Dustin Cook or The Joy of Mathematics by Adam Up?
No, John, no.
I'm doing this for you, Dave. Read Droopy Drawers by Lucy Lastic.
Please.
Or how about this book, Dave? Get Moving by Shake a Leg. Hey, Dave, have you read Red Vegetables by B. Troot? Mm-hmm. Finally, Dave, how about Downpour by Wayne Dwaps? Thank you, Dave. A lot of reading to do there. Joke of the week number seven. My bank called. They noticed highly suspicious activities on my charge account.
Well, what was it for?
A gym membership. Joke of the week. Number eight. What do you call a turkey's evil twin? That's a gobbledanger. Yes, it is. Thank you, John. Number nine, please. I found out that squirrels can have 15 babies in a single litter. I now understand why they sometimes run out in front of cars. Just take me. Joke of the week number 10.
John, you have grandchildren, right?
Yeah, I have one. That's just under three.
I know how many one is, John.
Ha ha ha. Here's joke of the week number 11.
In the following scene, Dave and its understudy, Andy Mazur, will portray a serving of liver sausage, and John Williams will star as a tube of Braunschweiger.
You're the worst.
No, you're the worst. We didn't even need the second part. The first part is just lovely. Here's joke of the week number 12.
What do we want?
Low-flying airplane noises.
When do we want them?
No. All right, let's do another. What do we want?
Procrastination.
When do we want it? Number 13. Doctor, I can't remember anything for more than a few seconds.
How long has this been going on?
How long has what been going on? Doctor, I'm a wide receiver for the Chicago Bears.
No, don't worry, it's not catching.
Doctor, I'm suffering from deja vu.
I know. We talked about this yesterday.
Doctor, I need glasses.
I know. I'm a plumber.
All right. Doctor, I think I'm a goat.
How long have you felt that way?
Ever since I was a kid.
Doctor.
One more joke. So explain this to me. It's fine to eat a test grape in the produce section at Mariano's, but you take one bite out of a rotisserie chicken, and it's all... Sir, you have to leave the store now.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody doing that. All right, Steve, joke of the week, please.
You're the worst.
That's going to be mine, too. Let's go into the WGN Radio Newsroom where they're hard at work not doing this.
We are procrastination.
Procrastination.
I love a punchline where there isn't one.
Where are you going to go, Pete?
Dip in the road.
Dip in the road. That would have been our first joke. I ran into some sour cream and chives. Who knew there'd be one of those?